This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Sanity is a cozy lie. That's a quote from a lady by the name of Susan Sontag. And I want to talk about sanity. Because when you talk about sanity, you also have to talk about insanity. Susan Sontag was called the Dark Lady of Intellectual Life. She was a 1960s era political activist, among other things. Poet, photographer, etc. So you can imagine what her politics were. And she said, sanity is a cozy lie. And it made me think, really, it's a cozy lie because I feel very sane. I believe most of you, you are, you know, very intellectual people. You're very smart. But you know what we don't do? We don't carry our intellect on our sleeves. I could use verbose words, big words, grandiose gestures and so and such, and make you believe that I'm smarter than what I am. I'm very smart. I'll admit that. But I don't need to do that. I can speak in normal tones. I believe you'll figure out that I'm pretty sane. That you'll say, you know what, Kevin seems to deal in common sense. I tell people all the time. There's no mystery. There's no crazy thing that I do that you go, wow, that Kevin, he's such a guru of thought. Common sense is no longer common. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't see what I do. I may deliver it rather comically or cleverly, but the thought processes are all yours. That's why I give you so much credit. I believe in you folks. You are brilliant people. I say this all the time. I write something and the comments blow me away. I would love to write a piece and then take all the comments and write another piece that would be Pulitzer Prize winning. Because your thoughts are so interesting to me. I may spur them. I may, you know, be the genesis of them. I may be the spark that lights that in you. But you folks are amazing. And you know what's most amazing about us? We're amazing in our lack of complexity. That core value that we talk about all the time is just so easy to predict. If I say to you, hey, could you handle bringing in 5 new people into your household and tell me that it's going to be cost positive for you if they don't work? If they eat and use all the facilities and all that and they do that, they don't even speak the language? And I could go on. I'm talking about immigration right now, but that's just an example. If I said, hey, would it be cool if I brought in a couple of people that you really don't know very well? They don't speak your language. They're culturally very different. They have this thing called rape culture. They would consider you an infidel, ergo an enemy. You would either convert to their religion or they'll cut your head off in the middle of the night or maybe while you're preparing lunch. What would you say to me? Are you insane, man? Of course you would. But Susan Sontag, political activist of the 60s, says sanity is a cozy lie. See, she wants to imply that we're cozy in our sanity unless we are freakazoids high on LSD or some other hallucinogenic drug. We can't understand, man, that sanity is a cozy lie. Insanity is where you want to be, baby. Insanity. On the edge, you're living, you know, when you go, well, I'm going to take my check and I'm going to tithe 10% to the good Lord, and then I'm going to put 10% away for a rainy day that I'll never touch, and then I'll start saving for that vacation and the kids and getting married and blah, 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 and running my own business, and you structure your life. You're too sane. Why can't you cast your faith to the wind, Christian? Don't you believe that God will make a way? God will make a way somehow. Remind me of an old church song. Used to sing. Yeah, God will make a way. God will definitely make a way, but he certainly puts it upon you to say, hey, you might want to plan. Don't you you love these people that they're like, nah, man, you know, I don't want to get my degree in anything that's going to actually make me money because I'm an artist. You know, I'm a creator, man. And, you know, I just cast my fate to the wind. They don't even cast their fate believing in God. God will make a way. They go, no, I just cast my fate to the wind. I just go whichever direction the wind blows, man. Whatever, whoever I meet, whatever happens. Then they're 45 going, we need a livable wage. It's insane what they want us to accept as a living. No, what's insane was when you were 20 years old and people were telling you, learn a craft. Don't believe in your poetry. You don't believe that you're the best guitar player, the best singer, or that you actually have the drive to make it, because you know what? 99.999% of people do not get to what you want them to get. They don't get there. They flatly don't make it. And it is insane for you not to have a backup plan. Let me tell you, my boys are old now, but I would say to them, look, guys, you may like being a basketball player, baseball player. You may like that, the dream of whatever is looming out there for you. But let me tell you something. The likelihood of you achieving that's pretty slim. Enjoy it. You know how many college athletes there are? Good ball players, good baseball, basketball, track stars, whatever, that don't go beyond that. And you know what their backup plans are? I'll be a coach. I'll be a physical therapist. I'll be a personal trainer. They're smart in thinking that. If you think that your goal, I'm going to go pro. Now, yeah, as soon as I do this, I'll go pro. Yeah, famous last words of people that work, you know, at the airport dumping out trash cans. And I know this because one of my friends who played at SMU, who was an amazing talent, got caught up in coke. And that's exactly what he was doing. I went to the airport and I saw him. I couldn't believe it. But the reason why I bring all this up, folks, is you're sane. You live life on the up and up. You play by the rules. You do it the right way. And then you instill that in your kids. And people say it's a cozy lie. The sane life you've created, not the chaos. Some people go, it's fun to live in the chaos. Says who? Let me tell you something. I love knowing where my next meal is going to come from. It's in my refrigerator. I love knowing I can put gas in my car. I love knowing in advance I've got speaking engagements. I love knowing in advance that my book is going to bring a certain number of revenue. There are lots of things I like to know. I like to be able to plan. Look, I'm all about spontaneity. I think it's cool to be spontaneous. But I also think it's cool to be able to plan stuff. And I also think it's cool to be able to use your God-given common sense to understand that living in a sane world is the way people live. You want to be avant-garde. You want to be an artist. You want to be whatever it is that makes you feel like your life is different. Be it. You want to party all night, do whatever that crowd does. Do it. But you can't cherry pick your sanity. And that's what the left does. They cherry pick it. They want to be avant-garde, but then when it comes to things that could hurt them, then they get their sanity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Democrats are going sane. You heard me right. KJRadio.com is where you can find out about me and the team. And also, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. The Democrats are going sane. No, I didn't say insane. Democrats are already insane. You know this. Look at their policies. Hey, we can spend our way out of debt. That's a quote from their God. Barack Obama, well, you can spend your way out of debt. Nancy Pelosi said, for every dollar put into welfare, they get $1.75 out. What kind of physics does she use? Where welfare, as she calls it, is stimulus. That's the logic. Hillary Clinton, you don't have to believe me, folks. These are not the jokes. Hillary Clinton said corporations, don't go believing corporations, that corporations create jobs. She said that with her own mouth. Corporations don't create jobs. Both Barack Obama and Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren said corporations wouldn't exist without roads and bridges. Funny how they existed without roads and bridges before we got government involved to tell us that corporations couldn't exist without roads and bridges. We made a joke about roads and bridges.
Hello, my name is Roads and Bridges. You may know me as the star of great films like The Roads and Bridges Over the River Kwai or The Roads and Bridges of Madison County. And it's not just the movies. I was part of some great songs, too. Ventura Highway by America. Penny Lane by the Beatles. It's absolutely true. Not one of these cultural icons could have been successful without Roads and Bridges. Here at Roads and Bridges Incorporated, we'd like to thank President Obama.
Roads and Bridges!
And Massachusetts Senate candidate Elizabeth Wampum, Warren, sorry.
Bridges and Roads.
No, it's Roads and Bridges. Oh, never mind.
Roads and Bridges.
Thank you, Mr. President, for all your help with publicity. Now I know the good book says the rain falls upon the just and the unjust. And, of course, Roads and Bridges lead you to the successful business and the unsuccessful. If you have Roads and Bridges helping your business and you somehow still manage to fail, it's Bush's fault. I'm Roads and Bridges, and you can't succeed in business without me.
There you go, Roads and Bridges. Democrats are going sane. Sane, not insane. They're already insane in the brain. Insane in the brain. They are. They're crazy. Those are just some of the ideas. So the new stuff, the new ideas around the Democrats are they want you to believe that a guy who has no political connections whatsoever to Russia thwarted the electoral system, got around all the things that they set up, all the traps to get himself elected, and the only way he could do that was with the help of the Russians. There's no way Donald Trump could win on his own, and they made doggone sure of it. That's why Barack Obama could be so cocky.
Well, at least I'll be known, I'll go down as president.
I loved when at the inauguration, when Donald Trump got to stand there and he just, you could just see him, he just stared at Barack Obama like, yep, I made it, you stooge. And Barack Obama had to give the keys over to the Trumps, Donald and Melania. And then he ran off into the sunset. And before that had even happened, Donald Trump had already started embarrassing Barack Obama. Did I mention he's the Democrats' god? He's Chris Rock's father. He's Jamie Foxx's god. And he is the savior of their party. That's according to Jim Carville. Barack Obama was going to be so revolutionary that nobody was going to want to vote for a Republican for at least 100 years. And now, guess what? You got Democrats moving left and moving right. I should say, not moving left and right, moving right. Leftists moving to the right. Now, Donald Trump Jr. said something interesting. He said, you know, what could my dad have accomplished if he didn't have all this stuff going against him? All this nonsense. White noise. Just a fly buzzing in the ear. Or a gnat. Mosquito. Because that's what the left are. They're mosquitoes. Nuisances at the picnic. Because it's been a picnic. I'm just saying, folks, Democrats are going insane. One of the definitions of sanity is the ability to tell real from unreal. Soon, we'll have to find a new definition. That's from Alvin Toffler. You looked at a picture or something and went, wow, that looks so real. You read a story, fake news, and went, wow, that sounds so real. We are having trouble discerning the real from the fake. You want to know why? Because the fakes on the left, they are constantly manipulating the system. They don't want you to see things for how they are. That's the problem. You now have to be very smart in how you discern your information. And you have done it. You've done it. There are lots of ways to trick you. Many folks, these people are clever. Marketing geniuses. They've used Madison Avenue. They've used Hollywood. They've used the entertainment industry. They have used every trick in the book. And you know what? You Y'all just are so impressive. I love you, conservative audience. You figured it out. You figured out how they build talking points.
Trump, Russian collusion, Russian colluding, colluding with the Russians, Russian, Trump, Trump colluding, Russians, Trump colluding.
And you go, wow, I hear that 50,000 times all day. Trump must be colluding with the Russians. Right, Lassie? What are you trying to tell me, Lassie? Oh, Hillary Clinton stuck down a well and we need to go get her? Oh, 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 and be sure to bring a rope and a ladder and a truck because she's pretty heavy. Oh, oh. Okay. And you know what you do? You look at Lassie and say, shut up, dog. You ain't telling me nothing. Quit barking. Hillary stuck in a hill, you know, down a hole. Good to know. Go get me another beer, Lassie. Democrats are going sane. The inability to tell real from fake. That's what it is. Do we live in that world now? Look at how the left got fooled. The inability to tell real from fake. Barack Obama, case in point. The left could not understand this dude was a total fraud. Hillary Clinton, really? Do I really need to go there? Total fraud. All these people with these amazing degrees, the so-called intelligentsia, the intellectuals on the left, are the biggest frauds in the world. They don't know jack. They, say a bunch of pretty names and, you know a bunch of people's names and countries and where they're located and can tell you all these stories about vacationing there and hanging out with so-and-so. They're nothing but a bunch of frauds. That's what they live their lives doing. Hey, we'll make you big. That makes us big. So Harvey Weinstein hangs out with Hillary Clinton because would he hang out with her otherwise? No, because she's too ugly. Would Hillary hang out with Harvey? No. Let's be blunt. Let's be honest. Harvey's an ugly dude. And he didn't have to guess. He knew it from an early age. And when he got money, he decided people were going to pay. But what he did is they all bolster each other up and make themselves bigger than life because they're frauds. Democrats are sane, going sane.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Theme today is sanity. Sanity, sanity, sanity. I don't know. Look, I've never used drugs. And you could say at times I've lost my mind a time or two. You know, like you just get a little frazzled over some things, maybe trauma in your life. But never where I would call myself insane. I've 99.9999% of the time lived a very sane life. No right from wrong. You know, I always had my wits about me. And I've never thought to myself, man, I should experiment with insanity for just a little bit and see what it's like. No, I've seen it. I've seen people crazy. I've seen crazy folks. I mean, I could tell you some stories. So I don't need to experience. It's kind of like somebody says to me, hey, have you ever run into a wall? No, but I've seen somebody doing it, and it doesn't make me want to do it. You know, you haven't experienced life until you've, you know, skydived off a mountain without a parachute. Yeah, well, so you say, because I'm not doing it. I want to go into underestimating Donald Trump. See, I've seen what happens when people underestimate an opponent. When you spend as much time as I have, learn, and I'm putting it into the fight game. People love that talk so much. A couple of people, they hate when I talk about this. It's part of my life. What do you want me to talk about? Anyway, I spent time training as a warrior, youngster. Time I was 8 years old, learning how to fight. You know, it's just the way it was. You grow up on the streets, that's the way it is. Got to be tough. And if you underestimate somebody, don't be surprised when it's game over and you're looking at the inside of your eyelids in a supine position. That means you got knocked the flunk out. Okay. Never forget, I was a little league baseball player, and I was a tough kid. Probably about 12, 13 years old, I'm guessing. I don't know, maybe, yeah, something like that. And this little chubby kid, he was friends to one of my best friends. I mean, he was a cousin to one of my best friends. Some Mexican kid, who was a big kid, picked on this little white boy. And he just was like, the little white boy was like, just leave me alone, like this. And you know, I don't understand what the beef is with this little chubby Mexican dude, but he was like, no, man, he's bullying this kid. And I wasn't going to let him, like, fight the kid unless the kid wanted to fight. It was one of those deals where I was just staying out of it, but watching the situation. And this little kid's probably 10, 11 years old, I don't know. I may have been a little older, to be honest with you. But long story short, the little kid finally says, I don't have a problem fighting him. He goes, I just don't want everybody jumping on me. I just want, I'll fight him. And so I said to the kid, I was like, you got some guts. And this other little Mexican kid was from a family of supposed fighters, the Galindos. So this little white boy says, as long as nobody else is going to get involved, I don't care, I'll fight him. And I was like, wow, this little chubby little fat, because he was a chubby kid too, and didn't look like he could fight his way out of a paper sack. And so little Mexican kid's all cocky, like, oh, do it, let's do it, let's do it. So little white kid stands off, and I mean, he goes into one of those old-style boxing things where the one fist is way out and the other fist is close to his face. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You know those old school with the guy's got his chin up? He might as well be smoking a pipe. And so the Mexican kid gets set up like he's going to fight. And I'm not exaggerating this one bit. Little kid just, poop, that fist that was way out there, he just popped it out there and hit that kid in the chin. And it surprised him. And then this little kid, once he got that punch in, pop, 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 pop. I mean, he wailed on this dude. He wailed on him. I stood back and went, whoa. That fight was over in 10 seconds. And that little kid just, you know, got his gear or whatever, and he walked back. The only thing he was afraid of is other people jumping in. And I told him, I said, look, I'm not encouraging you guys to fight. I don't know what this is about, but nobody else is going to jump on you. That I'll guarantee you. And he goes, enough said. And he whooped that dude's butt, but good. He was easily 30 pounds lighter, 4 inches shorter, and he didn't give a crap. And I'm telling you, that little Mexican kid was in shock. It's 10, 15 seconds that fight lasted. I mean, this dude, little kid, from that one boop, old school punch to the it was rat-a-tat-tat on his knotted head is what it was. And after that, I was like, wow. You don't underestimate an opponent. I had a similar thing, except mine was, we weren't trying to fight. Guy just would watch me train, and he was like, what is that? Never seen martial arts. He'd been in the pen, been in the penitentiary. But he's a boxer, short little dude. I mean, little arms like alligators. But boy, I'm going to tell you what, if we'd been fighting, he would have whooped my head because I'd underestimated him. I was 19 years old, fresh, you know, got my regular, one of my black belts. And this guy would have whooped my head. And I learned then and there, my lesson was as ingrained in me at that point than I could ever imagine. I can't even tell you that. Anyway, Democrats have learned that very same cruel lesson dealing with Donald Trump. You never underestimate your opponent. And as for Trump, he's a trained warrior. Probably hadn't fought a day in his life, physically. Mentally, this guy has fought thousands. I'm talking tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of times he's been to battle. And see, Donald Trump would never underestimate his opponent. He would never underestimate the cunning nature of a Democrat. And in fact, here's something you guys probably forget. Donald Trump acknowledged this in a debate with Hillary Clinton. You remember? They said, okay, guys, name one thing you admire about one another. And I don't remember what Hillary said. That's how insignificant it was. But I remember what Trump said. He said, I admire her fight. He extolled her virtues, on her ability to hang in there and to fight. He knew she was crooked. He knew she had cheated Bernie Sanders. He knew she was a vile, despicable human being. But he still said, I see the warrior in her. A lot of other people, they would have been gone. They didn't, you know, they wouldn't have lasted. I admire her fight. Crooked and ruthless, but nonetheless worthy as an opponent. He didn't make a value judgment on her. I mean, everybody that's against you is a piece of crap opponent, at least if you're going to be in a fight or a war. So why would you, you know, be mad that they want to come after you? No warrior's mad at a guy that wants to fight. When you get in the ring, I'm not mad. You know what I get mad about? That I trained for this moment. You're mad because, I mean, and you can't be mad about it because it's what you chose to do. But imagine, you know, you're on the street and or you're in a battle for your political life and you have to fight people that you know are crooked. They're coming after you. But you know why? You get mad because you had the train. You knew this moment would come. That's what makes you mad as a warrior. Anyway, Trump. Trump recognized that. He admired that in Hillary Clinton, despite who she was. But here's the other thing Trump knows. He knows his own skill set. He knows what he brings to the party. Hundreds of thousands, like I said, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of negotiations, of sharpening that steel, of beating that steel down to make it harder and harder and better and better. No cracks, no flaking, no nothing. Until he's ready, I mean, he's going to heat that thing up and re-beat it over and over and over, and he'll beat it for years. And then finally, it's time for the quench. And that steel is hardened. And it can be sharpened down to the point where it will cut practically anything. Trump knows his skill set. And he also knows when the other people are lacking. He knows his opponents. Look at how Trump, for example, used the media. It was bad media. It was bad press. He knew it. But what happened? His message leaked through. It leaked through. It made it through. It was supposed to be impervious to their all their nonsense. We heard recently 90% of the news that they put on the other channels outside of Fox is against Donald Trump. And yet, he still manipulates the media. He still beats them at their own game. Little mini wars inside of other wars. And he dominates them. There would be hardly any news on the other side of the aisle if it weren't for Donald Trump making it. Chuck Todd had, maybe it was Mulvaney. And he's doing an interview, and Mulvaney's like, I have nothing to do with Russia. And Todd's like, yeah, but you're the only person we can talk to. Please tell us something. Please, please, please. He's begging. Please give me something on Russia. I don't talk to the president about that. I'll talk about the State of the Union. That's how bad it is for the lamestream media, the fake news media. Without Trump, without access to his people who are on lockdown, they got nothing. And here's Fox and Sean Hannity just going to town, man. Crushing it. All because the left underestimate Donald Trump. The left have found their sanity, folks. Not their insanity. They're always insane. We're making them sane.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Too much sanity may be madness, and the maddest of all, to see life as it is, not as it should be. Miguel de Cervantes said that. He is the person who wrote Don Quixote. Now, that saying, too much sanity may be madness, and the maddest of all, to see life as it is, not as it should be, I say applies to Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she's now seeing life as it is, not life as it should be. That's got to be sheer madness. Yeah, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We are dealing with sanity, which means we also have to deal with insanity. And the insanity of it all is you started to count. But what's really insane about that is you never should have not counted. Does that confuse you? In other words, you're the boss. We are the boss. When did the boss let the employees start running us? Because that's what we do. We do it across the board. How much money does the average Holly weirdo make? Who's the boss? You're the boss. You're the ones who determine who gets to be popular and who doesn't. They think they do. I'm super talented. I'm really a good singer. I'm this or that. I've got lots of drive. Let me tell you something. There are more talented people in every field of study. Everybody you know. Give me your best actor. There's somebody you don't know who's 10 times better. Give me your best singer. There's some voice you've never heard that's 10 times better. Guarantee you. They get so caught up in themselves. We live in bizarro world, opposite world. Sanity is insanity. And you know what we did? We did something really insane. We elected a person who's actually qualified to run the country. How crazy is that? Have you thought that? When Donald Trump got elected, did you know people that went, that's just insane. That's freaking crazy, man. He ain't even a politician. That's what it was set up for. The sanity of the founding fathers said, we don't want politicians. We want business people, people from the ground, people from the crowd, people from the hood. We want them in there. We don't want professional politicians. We want you to serve and go back to your farms, go back to your businesses, go back to your families. But you know what we do? We send these suckers up there and they stay forever. And you know what happens when you stay forever? You try to figure out a way to stay longer. And we allow it. President's got term limits. We accept it. Congress has no term limits. We got judges that have to die in office. Many roles are that way. Now, we've even got deep state roles that have no elected officials whatsoever. They can be appointed by the people in power. They give them power over you in ways that would blow your mind. And we think we're insane. I said, we think it's stupid when a dog chases its tail. The dog's looking at us going, this may look stupid, but what y'all do makes me look like a genius. We got Donald Trump elected. His message got through the insanity of the media. He was able to make sure that all the crooked facets of that Clinton fake diamond, that cubic zirconia, shine through. And despite the media onslaught that Donald Trump faced, you know what he did? He trusted his training. All those years of the art of the deal, understanding people, understanding emotions, understanding, I don't know, having his finger on the pulse of America. Donald Trump has applied warrior concepts to his daily routine so much so they are second nature to him. He doesn't even have to think about it. And the Democrats oblige him because they still, even to this moment, they underestimate Donald Trump. One of Trump's favorite quotes is, a leader has a right to be beaten, but never the right to be surprised. What he's saying is, I may enter that race knowing Usain Bolt's going to beat me, but it isn't going to be by surprise. I know exactly what can happen. I know, and I'll know why it can happen. And I will have trained around it. And if I can maneuver him, you know, it's like, you know, using fight talk, you know, I'm a little dude. I'm not that huge. So if I'm in a confined space, I have to change tactics. If I'm free to reign, you know, to roam, you may not ever even get to put your hands on me. You get what I'm saying? There should be no surprises. Donald Trump hardly sleeps, constantly prepared for battle, probably sleeps with a sword and metaphorical shield by his bedside. But most interesting to me when I analyze Trump is the ease at which he toys with the left. The ease, battle ready, from dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of micro battles that occur every single day. For the record, you're in those battles as well. Trump, they say, has a fondness for Sun Tzu. And I bet he's familiar with this quote. He approves of this if he's smart. Holds out baits to entice the enemy, feign disorder, and crush him. This is the hidden strategy. So not only did Trump not stop the Democrats' attack on him, folks, but he actually forced them to prosecute it. This is from a guy who wrote this, an American thinker, Daniel Ashman. He gathered Democrat swamp monsters into a single group under his control, pointed them in a direction, and off they went. From this perspective, the more anti-Trump the investigators are, the better. The Democrats are well into their attack, ranting, chasing, running through the mountain pass, but they aren't looking, but they're looking at a mirage, rather. Trump isn't there. They haven't noticed that Trump is president. Trump and his team are on top of the overlooks on either side. The ambush against Democrats is well underway. Daniel Ashman wrote this in American Thinker. And he couldn't be more. This is so true. He goes on. The truth about Mueller's investigation is coming out, and it's highly damaging. Be it about Mueller's team member Peter Strzok and Lisa Page exchanging text messages calling Trump a loathsome human. Andrew McCabe testifying about a meeting in his office where FBI agents said they, quote, can't take that risk of Trump becoming president. Or Mueller obtaining thousands of Trump transition team emails in an improper manner. Democrats are not prepared for these developments. They never thought it would happen. You follow? The mainstream media, they're blacking it out. They don't want to tell you. Eric Holder and James Comey are doing juvenile tweets. See, Trump pretends to be dead, so the prey will come near him. Then he strikes him with the speed of a serpent. And I'm talking about quick-acting neurotoxin that makes them get their sanity. Because you know what happens now that the Democrats are starting to get their sanity? They're seeing their real future. Trump speaks in ambiguous terms. Many times, I've listened to this man, I've followed him. Once he made the transition and was the guy, I said I'd support him. And then I had to go back and look at the things that he said, because people on the right were, he's not a conservative, he donates more to the Democrats. And I started going back and looking at what he said and how he said it, his phraseology, if you will. And I thought to myself, he's ambiguous on many issues. And this is a learned tactic. It allows him necessary outs while signaling that a deal is possible, but only under certain circumstances. In this article, he continues, he says, this is how Trump wants it. Remember, during the campaign, Trump emphasized that he wouldn't tell America's enemies what his plans were. Sung Soo says, these military devices leading to victory must not be divulged beforehand. Part of the reason that Trump wants a confusing situation. After the ambush comes the counterattack. Trump's troops have been positioned. The preparations are being completed. The enemy is placed in a vulnerable spot. Does any of this ring a bell to you? The Justice Department's Inspector General report is going to come out. Damaging information on Democrat operatives. Congressmen are getting increasingly fed up with the lies by these deep state bureaucrats. They're begging Trump to pursue Democrat corruption more aggressively. Remember when people screamed, folks, if Mueller had stacked the deck against the president? Yeah, he did. He got Mueller to assemble a lot of swamp creatures into one area, the kill zone. Now who's in it? Comey lawyered up. Peter Strzok lawyered up. McCabe resigned. My bet this guy requests immunity and witness protection soon. Democrats now scramble to exit stage left with as much of their flesh as they can keep on. Hardly a high-level Obama administration person is going to go untouched. And most of Clinton's staff will look for representation soon. And I'm not talking about literary agents. Donald Trump's got them right where he wants them. One of the smartest moves in the history of politics. And he did it for us. He didn't do it for himself.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.